A Desert Adventure. Written by Eloise Vivanco. Genre. Expository text tells the facts about a topic. Next, you will have an adventure through the desert and reading interesting facts about desert plants, animals, and inhabitants. Question of the week. What can we learn by exploring the desert? Welcome to the Sonora Desert. You probably know that deserts have harsh climates, usually dry, with little rain, and that some of the most famous deserts are the Sahara in Africa and the Gobi in Asia. The Gobi Desert, the Sahara Desert. But did you know that not all deserts are hot? There are cold deserts such as the Patagonian Desert in Argentina, where winter temperatures are low. In fact, the biggest desert in the world is the Antarctic. It is a polar desert and is covered in snow and ice all year around. The Antarctic. The Patagonian Desert. Here in the Sonoran Desert in Mexico, you can feel that temperatures can get very warm. In the summer, it can be as high as 48 degrees Celsius during the day. In the winter, it can sometimes drop to 0 degrees Celsius at night. The Sonoran Desert has quite a high rainfall compared to other deserts. In the summer months, it is monsoon season and there is a lot of precipitation. This wet weather means that the desert is full of plants and animals. Of course, when we think of plants in the desert, we immediately think of cacti. Some cacti include saguaro, prickly pears, and barrels. Saguaro cactus, barrel cactus, prickly pears. They survive the harsh conditions of the desert because they are able to store a lot of water in their stem and survive periods of drought. But of course, cacti are not the only plants to be found in the desert. In Sonora, you can also see the desert marigold. You can identify them by their bright yellow flowers. Desert marigold. Saguaro. It is quite easy for animals and plants in the desert to become endangered or extinct because the habitat is so hostile. In the Sonoran Desert, the desert tortoise and the kangaroo rat are endangered. Look at that kangaroo rat peeping out of his burrow. He stays there during the hottest parts of the day to avoid the heat. Desert tortoise. Kangaroo rat. There are other animals not at risk, like coyotes and jackrabbits. Coyotes have a light brown fur coat and pointy ears. They howl to keep track of their family. Jackrabbits have very long ears to hear and very long legs to jump when they hear the coyote howl. Coyote. Jackrabbit. Late at night, you can see elf owls. Elf owls have yellow eyes and they can see very well in the dark. They also have excellent hearing, and these two things can help them to catch their prey at night. Elf owls. Early in the morning and during the day, you can see Gila woodpeckers. They have brown bodies and zebra-striped wings. Although they are small, they are very strong. They peck holes in saguaro cacti big enough to live in. They eat all kinds of bugs. Gila woodpecker. Some dangerous reptiles live here in the desert. There are several kinds of snake, including the western diamondback rattlesnake. It has a diamond pattern on its skin and makes a rattling noise to scare other animals. The noise also helps to keep predators away. The desert is also home to two types of poisonous lizard, the beaded lizard and the Gila monster. The beaded lizard is bigger and not so brightly colored. They are the only two species of lizards that have venom. Diamondback rattlesnake. Gila monster. Beaded lizard. Bark scorpion. Centipede. Millipede. Deserts have lots of tiny inhabitants that we don't always see, like millipedes and centipedes. In the day, they hide under rocks, waiting until it's night to come out. So too with the scorpions. I bet you didn't know that bark scorpions here glow in the dark. Queen butterfly, grasshopper. And there are others we do see in the day, such as butterflies and grasshoppers. This grasshopper had short antennae and can jump 20 times their body length. They have to be careful, though, that they don't get eaten by birds and other animals. Queen butterflies are cousins to the famous monarch butterfly. They are distasteful to birds, though, who quickly spit them out when they try to eat them. Some deserts have no people around. Other deserts have many different people living in or around them. There are some big cities in the desert, such as Phoenix and Tucson in the USA, and Casablanca in Morocco. Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Casablanca, Morocco. There are also indigenous people native to some deserts. In the Sonoran Desert, the Tanaho Oodham people live between the borders of the USA and Mexico. In their own language, the name means people of the desert. The Tanaho Oodham people, Las Vegas, USA. I hope you have enjoyed this trip to the desert and seen the many things it has to offer us. It can be a harsh environment, but it is also a beautiful one when we take the proper precautions to keep safe when we visit. Remember that we have to look after all of the habitats and leave them exactly as we find them.